I'm delighted to be speaking to Adele and Max Warner Tate today. It's a bit of an unusual situation because we are standing here together in my van because we were on the Isle of Howis and Adele got in touch when she was coming over for a little trip over here. And we met up the other day and I thought, oh, wouldn't it be nice if we had a little chat? So because I've been doing these on location podcasts a little bit more, I said, why didn't we just go to the beach and talk? And today it's raining and it's windy and there's quite a few midges. So we're in the van, complete with Sky, who's popping around, so excuse any noises. Yeah. So thank you for joining us.
No, thank you very much for asking us. Absolute pleasure.
Okay, Sky. Sky has decided to jump onto the surfaces. We've just been out for a walk and she is absolutely drenched, so she decided to dry herself all over the bed. Okay, so digressing there a little bit, but Adele and Max both produce YouTube videos as well as their photography. And I was kind of taken by this idea, and I have been for a while. I've been thinking about YouTube as a platform and how difficult it is. So I was really impressed when I saw your videos of the filming, the quality, and you're quite natural, Adele.
Oh, thank you. It didn't come easy to start with, did it?
No.
It was something that I felt very uncomfortable with, and originally it was Max that spoke to the camera. I wouldn't even look at the camera. So it isn't something, I think, originally that came easy, but I think with doing it now for a few years, it's something that, I don't know, just sort of becomes a bit easier.
Do you know, it's one of those things, isn't it, that like the more you practice, the easier it gets, like this.
Yeah.
I remember when I started this podcast and I was like, oh, I have to have my notes in front of me and I have to like have everything written down. I used to write questions down and things like that. And now it's just, we'll just see where it goes.
Yeah.
We'll just see where it goes. But YouTube, particularly on video, two camera, is always, it's difficult, isn't it? I found it difficult.
I think so, because you're putting yourself out there, you know, to a huge, potentially huge audience. And I think sometimes you can get het up. I don't do it so much now, but I think initially, you know, you'd make a video and think, oh, should we put this out? Did I say something stupid? Like, is it good enough type of thing? And I think you just get past that, because we started making the videos because it was for us, wasn't it? It was to show family and friends and memories to look back on. And I think our early videos don't even include any photographs. More about where we were, what we were doing, where we'd been, and just maybe adding a little bit of humour, our type of humour, I suppose, into them videos, just to, I think, probably make it a bit more comfortable for us to be able to share.
This guy's now trying to eat the microphone again. Oh, man. So, yeah, I've got like a dead cat fluffy mic and she's going for it again. So, I think the expression that you can have with video is really quite powerful, because you're actually taking people with you, aren't you? Like, podcasting's different, isn't it? Because it's also quite intimate, isn't it? But video, you've got the visuals as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, sort of some of the places that we come to are not accessible to people, and a lot of people don't even know that these places exist. And you know, a lot of people say to us, wow, is that Scotland? You know, and that's so nice, I think, from the visual side of YouTube, to be able to share those places with people. You know, there's people that we know that couldn't even get to, from a mobility point of view, to see some of the places that we go. You know, and Kate, isn't it? Your aunt will message saying, thanks for sharing that little bit of video, because she wouldn't be able to get, don't we? Even if you can just, for one person, make a difference to, you know, for 10 or 15 minutes to show them where you've been, share the experience, then for us, that's the main thing, isn't it?
One of the things that I would like to do more of is more video. And I've been to some incredible places. I do a lot of really, really remote trips, and not so much anymore, but I've done them. And I always thought, oh, it'd be lovely to share this. And then I make half a video and I'm kind of like, okay, I've done the first bit. And then when I actually get to the place, I get lost in the experience.
Yeah.
Or I'm doing the photography, or I'm, you know, too like concerned with everything else. And I just don't get time to like, you know, put a tripod and then walk away and then go back and get the I want to just walk away. You know, so I think one of my struggles is, maybe it's because of the two of you.
I think it's a lot easier. I've always said that I probably wouldn't do video if it wasn't for Max, because I get so engrossed and consumed in that moment. It's all about the photography for me. And if you weren't there encouraging me to speak and hitting the record button, there wouldn't be probably videos, or there'd be parts of videos that then wouldn't come together. And quite often, even with two of us, we can go out and still not come away with a video because something's happened or people turn up. And I find it really difficult speaking when there's other people around. Get quite uncomfortable. There's been a few times, haven't there, that we've gone out, gone to somewhere beautiful, the conditions are just exactly what you want, and you think, oh, why didn't I just, you know, and but that's not the be all and end all. It's the experience, it's the going out and being out and taking the images. You know, it's the video is another creative outlet, isn't it?
Yeah,
that you can then share. But yeah, I think if it wasn't for Max, we would struggle.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think having somebody with you is that's my problem. Actually, it's just a lot of kit. You've got you've got your kit for photography, and then you've got the videoing, and then the drone, or whatever it is, whatever else going on, and trying to remember to do it all. I did one in the Shants the other day, and started off great. I did I did all my kit beforehand. I was showing everybody my kit beforehand, and then getting onto the boat and everything. And I did actually the boat trip, but I was swimming. So I was swimming in the Shants. So I had my underwater kit, I had all my water, my wetsuits and everything to deal with, and then the swimming. And then I was like, how do I film this? So really lovely video, and it's lovely to show people where I've been, but it's not quite finished. But whereas if I'd had somebody just on the boat recording me, I suppose that would be the thing, isn't it? It's quite interesting, that. But I would like to output more, and what I've done recently is just not be as particular, and sometimes I just let go of the fact that I haven't got a tripod, and I just do it without a tripod. So maybe it's less perfect.
That's it. I think, you know, I think we've been through that, haven't we, where initially the videos were terrible, we didn't really have the proper kit, a good microphone, you know, and you watch the videos back and you think, oh god, this is terrible. So you invest a little bit, you try and learn a little bit more. And you see other people's videos, the quality, and you think, oh God, ours aren't anything like that. And you can, I think the more that you do it and the more that you are comfortable with it, the getting hung up on the quality of things can hold you back as well. But it's easy to slip into that, or they need to be a certain standard, because otherwise people won't watch or won't engage, you know. But really, when it comes down to it, what does it matter? You're out and you're sharing your experience, isn't it?
Do you know, one of the good things, one of the good things to do when you're feeling like not so confident, I should do this actually, go onto YouTube and watch some really bad photography videos. And then you go, actually,
it's not that bad.
I used to do that when I started wedding photography, and I used to have the dips in them, thinking I'm not very good, or and it's not quite right, or I'm not quite there yet. And then you'd go and look at some really bad wedding photographers and go, oh, it's fine. Yeah, it's actually quite good for your confidence. I'm not joking in that. It's quite good for your confidence to realise, actually, you're doing all right. But I think with me, I am like slipping a little bit, not slipping, because I think it's more about the content than the quality for me. And although I would like it to be slightly better, probably like it to be more regular. But here's the thing is, I'm thinking now, why am I doing YouTube? So this is an interesting one for you. But but for me, I do YouTube, I do podcast, in social medias, and amongst all the big mix of work and everything, and YouTube's at the bottom. So YouTube, I'll make a video if I feel like I can go to a great place and I think, oh, I think I'll make a video, do it just because I feel like it. But it's at the bottom of the pile because I don't feel like it's the right place for me, or I don't get many views, or I don't get much engagement. It just feels like a funny place, even though you should be there because it's like a really good SEO, for SEO and Google, it's amazing. But maybe the audience on there slightly not quite the right people. I don't know what it is, but I noticed your YouTube video don't get massive views, and you've been doing it a while. You've been doing it consistently, and you've been doing it well. So I was like, figure that one out. I'm not really sure. Don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's hard, and again, it comes back to that. You can get caught up a little bit in how many views you get. You know, we've got regular people that comment on our videos and interact. And I think we always say, don't we, it's those people that...
Sky! Right. Oh, she's causing chaos again. She's trying to eat some water bottles now. Oh. Right, come on down again. Off the bench.
So, yeah, I think it's the people that sort of watch regular and that interact regular that, you know... You care about.
That's a good way of looking at it.
It's the people that maybe might just tune in and watch one video or a couple of minutes of one video and then sort of don't come back, and that's fine. We're totally fine with that. We make the videos for us and for sharing, and as we've said, like even if one person watches and gets something from that, that's great. Mm. In terms of, I don't know. I think we probably came onto YouTube a little bit late. So I was started getting into photography maybe seriously 2016, 17 into 18, and I'm sort of a visual person, so watch something and take information in, so you turn to YouTube to learn photography. And at the point where I was learning, I think there was Kim Grant and Lynn Luxton Jones, females. And that was it. I couldn't find any other women that were doing YouTube landscape photography. And then you think, why? Well, I wonder why there's not more women doing it. You know, there's so many guys that go out and do YouTube, and you know, you can tune in and watch a video on Harris or the Isle of Skye, and it's saturated. But try and find a woman that's doing that. There's not very many. And I think, I don't know, because the videos progressed, didn't they? Mm-hmm. They were for us originally. You know, some people sort of said they were liking what they were seeing. Yeah. We would carry on doing it anyway because we enjoy it so much.
Yeah.
But I think to have a presence on YouTube as a female is important. And
it is.
Yeah. And it's important to us, and that's why we just keep doing it. We love it.
Whether people don't.
Whether people do or not. We enjoy it. So we carry on doing it. You know, and I think it's right for that sort of, that presence as well, a little bit, for females to be out there, especially on YouTube.
Yeah, I love that. What are you doing? What are you doing? Bye.
She's into something.
Can't believe she's been so naughty. She normally just sits down in the van. I'm totally in agreement with that, and I think you've got some really good points there. So first of all, I was coming at it from that slight frustration angle. Was like, why aren't you getting more? But actually, you're saying you've got your audience. Be happy with the audience you've got, and I love that
a little bit. And I think if it grows, it grows naturally, and it's not forced. Then is it? Mm. You know, and it's not about the whole. You know, you need to get the numbers. You need to get the views. I mean, it's nice if some videos do better than others, because I think some videos mean more to you than others, depending on where you've been and what you've experienced. And you know, for us, we can sort of look back at those videos and think, oh, do you remember when, and et cetera, et cetera. But it's more sort of just, I think, slowly, and we'll just carry on doing what we're doing, and sort of having that presence.
Interestingly enough, when talking about stats, you look at mine, I'm like maybe at like 400, 500 views a video, apart from one that was called... testing out my new Benro tripod, and it got some like 10,000 views.
Yeah.
So I'm like, so there is. we're in chaos here. Like, we have Sky standing on the bench, licking Del's ear now.
She's so lovely.
She's just a menace. She slept all morning, so she's been a menace. She's just been a menace today. How can we record a podcast, a serious podcast, with the whippet standing in a camper van?
Oh, dear me.
Right, you, come here. Come on, get down. So, so testing my Benro tripod. So there is a thing on YouTube, and I kind of know this, that if you do gear type or like instructional, I suppose, it's maybe there's a lot of instructional stuff. People go to YouTube for instruction. So that's kind of just something that happens, isn't it? So I know that if I do a gear one or put gear in the title, anything, doesn't really matter what, Fridgy Lens, just throwing like f-stop in the title. Yeah. I'll get more views. But content I like to produce a little bit more experiences and encouraging other people and sort of uplifting. Yeah. So therefore, maybe it's just naturally not going to do as well as, you know, somebody who's got a sort of like gear-based or techie.
Yeah.
Maybe techie.
I think the thing, though, with doing a sort of one-off gear video or sort of ad hoc gear videos is that you get those people that tune in for that quick fix. They want to know something. Yeah. They want to find out how to. And then might never come back for anything else. And that's not really the audience that we want to grow. And whilst they do get big views, because we've done it ourselves, haven't we? You know, you want to understand something or find something out, and you'll, how do you do this? And you might never go back to that am I? But I think it's the journey, isn't it, of where you've started and the experiences that you have. And if people enjoy what you do, they will keep tuning back in. I mean, our numbers have grown a little bit, haven't they? Especially since moving to Scotland, which is quite interesting.
Yeah.
Our subscribers have nearly doubled, haven't they, in sort of just over 12 months. And so obviously there's the interest there around Scotland.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't, I probably wouldn't be able to do a video about gear.
No.
Probably. Because, you know, it's very technical, isn't it? Mm. When we just enjoy that experience of going out. And sometimes I think, oh, is it a bit samey, you know? This is where we are, this is what we're doing. But it doesn't matter.
I like it. I like your attitude. And the thing is, it evolves, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then maybe if it does get a bit of you feeling it might be, well, then you'll experiment with something else.
Yeah.
And you'll go, well, actually, let's think of it from this angle instead. And it's just doing it, isn't it, repeatedly.
Yeah.
But the thing about, I think you're right about the women on YouTube. I mean, I'm not a massive YouTube person, so I don't really watch that much. But I used to watch Sarah Lindsay. Do you know her from America?
I've heard of Sarah Lindsay. I don't think we've seen very much of her.
And she's really nice. I like the way she presents. She's also got a whippet, which is she's got a caramel whippet than mine, I have to say. But she has Ollie, he's called it, and it is in her videos and her photos, so I think it's quite nice. But I do think that there's a stunning lack of women on YouTube in the UK.
Yeah.
Definitely. And I don't really know any apart from Kim, but it's really nice. It would be nice to encourage more women onto YouTube.
100%.
And as you say, maybe not as you know, the way that I do it is probably kind of like, you know, this is my whole business, this is everything, so I have to sort of make sure that I'm balancing my time and energy. But if there's more women just doing it because they want to, and they're photographers, and they're good photographers, and they're out there and they want to share places just like you,
yeah,
I think that's amazing. So I suppose the question is, why aren't there then? And I remember talking to somebody, I can't remember who. That's not very factual, is it? But I remember talking to somebody about that, saying that it was to do with the worry, a lot of worry about the way you're perceived, like looks.
Yeah.
Which is really sad. It's really sad to hear that, but I think very true, actually. And I think partly because you're very open on YouTube, aren't you? You're wide open to any criticism.
Yeah.
And there can be some really nasty comments, can't there? I've never had any. But if I did, I think I'd be devastated. And it would probably put me off, to be honest with you. And I know that's life. But fact is, you know, if anybody said anything horrible. but I think maybe it is about that. Maybe it's about the way we are worried about how we're looking. That's a really difficult thing to talk about, isn't it, openly? But I think it's true.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're putting yourself out there, you know, and we've wondered quite a lot, haven't we, since getting into photography with the videos, why aren't there more women doing it? And there's probably loads of reasons, different reasons probably for different people, and it could be that, you know, it's, oh, how will I be perceived, how will this come across, I'm a woman, you know, I'm a woman sort of out with a camera. And I think in a very saturated environment with photography, where it is male dominated, that, you know, you're a little voice, aren't you? You know, you're a small fish in a big pond, I suppose. And because it's visual and because people can see, is it that yeah, maybe people are worried about how they look, how they come across, how they speak. You know, I've probably got quite a strong Lancashire accent in it, and I sort of think, how does that come across sometimes? I mean, I'm fortunate that Max is so supportive and likes to be involved, come out and daft o'clock in the morning and daft o'clock at night.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's probably maybe a worry for females that if they're out somewhere remote at 4 o'clock in the morning or at 10, 11 o'clock at night with, you know, a bag full of very expensive camera equipment, is there some nervousness around that maybe? Is it that, you know, it's perceived that women should have certain responsibilities at home, maybe, and if the partner isn't as supportive, that maybe, I shouldn't go out because of the X, Y, or Z.
That, just to jump in there, that is an interesting one, because I think it's maybe that runs through photography and anything, anything to do with yourself and the things that you want to do for yourself. But I certainly know that it might not always be that you don't want to do it, it might be just that you don't have the time to go. Because I know for me, it was years and years I was stuck at home because I had babies. You know, can you imagine like going around with two kids, camera, I'm going to film myself at the same time and be out at 4 o'clock in the morning?
It doesn't work. I mean, you know, we both had full-time jobs before moving to Scotland, and we did find it difficult. And in a video that we've done recently, we spoke about some of the downsides to YouTube, and time is a massive factor.
It is, isn't it?
And keeping that going, you know, I think if you're dipping in and out and putting a video out ad hoc, you're not putting that pressure on yourself. You're not sort of then thinking, I need to feed an algorithm, or if we don't put a video out, will people not watch? And I think you can then sort of quickly become, we need to do a video, we need to do a video, we need to get out. But there's other things that go on in people's lives as well that, you know, means that's not always possible, especially when you work full-time. I mean, we're going to have a little bit more time coming up, but, you know, even with the best will in the world, you know, people need a bit of a break away from social media and those platforms as well.
Yeah.
It's something, you know, if you think you've got YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, there's Threads, there's TikTok, there's all sorts of things, and you can't keep up with it sometimes. You could probably debate why females are not on YouTube forever. But I think unless maybe more women actually voiced and said, this is why I don't do it, you probably wouldn't never truly understand why. It's hard, isn't it? Because you don't want to assume, you know, we're two women, we go out and do it, you know, and we have our reasons why we do it. But it's different for everybody else. But I suppose it would be nice to see more females on YouTube.
I absolutely agree. I think there's so many more women out there that would love to do what we do, and it's an absolute shame that they're not in, for whatever reason, they're not in a position to do that. You know, it's such a shame. And how do you find that way, even if it's just one afternoon or one morning or one evening, where you can say, right, okay, now I'm going to do it today at this time. And I know, you know, I might have children, I might have other commitments at home. You might work as well. You know, we've done it. We've both had full-time jobs, and we've worked around and done what we've done. But I know, again, that can be equally difficult. But if somebody wants to do it, it's really important that they try to do it. It's really important, because once they start to do it, they'll be comfortable with that. You know, the understanding and the feeling they get from doing that, I would imagine, will drive them to continue to find a way to do that.
Yeah, it's like you're fulfilling yourself in some way, and if you're holding yourself back because all those reasons you could pick one of them. You know, it could be any of them. Mm. And the same is true for men in a lot of these. Yeah. A lot of the things we've touched on there, like jobs and children, and you know, that a lot of it's true for men. But there is a fact: women don't step forward, and they don't come forwards as readily as men do. And that is a big discussion to have. I'd love to have like an expert on this. You don't get as many female, well, certainly in the outdoor landscape, where you don't get female speakers, you don't get that many podcasters, YouTubers. You just don't. And that's maybe it's just a more I don't know that it's a male-dominated landscape, if you see what I mean. I think there's a lot of women that are doing it, but I think there's a lot of women that are doing it quietly and not wanting to...
They don't have a voice.
Yeah. Yes, yes. There was a lady yesterday, actually. I was teaching a lady yesterday who, loveliest lady ever, and she wanted to do some underwater photography, so we took her out for one-to-one. We had a ball, an absolute whale of a time, and she's like, but I don't... And I said, can I look at your stuff anywhere? And she's like, no, I don't have it anywhere. And she was creating these amazing images, and she really... a lot about herself, and she knew what she was doing and all the, you know, the reasons behind it, and I was thinking, what a shame.
Yeah.
What a shame that it would be nice to see more of that. I'm not saying that she should do, because who am I to say in her life that's right for her, but I do think there's a lot of women that don't step forward generally in photography, and I sort of feel like by doing it myself, it's just one inroad to encourage, because I think that when people see you... You've encouraged me, actually, because I'm thinking I'm going to do a few more YouTube videos.
Good. That's what it's about, isn't it? You know, and I don't know, because we've said, haven't we, about maybe putting something out there about if there is women that want to have a go at YouTube, you know, we'd be happy to spend time with people.
That's a nice idea, isn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, I think the video side of things is very different from the editing point of view. The whole other software thing that you need to learn, you know. It's hard enough to try and get your head around Lightroom and Photoshop, but then the actual editing the video, maybe people don't know where to start with that, and maybe that could put people off as well a little bit. So there's the whole putting yourself out there, the fear of maybe being criticised. And like you say, you know, it's easy for someone to put a thumbs down or put, you know, a not a very pleasant comment, and that could crush people, you know, if you're not a confident person. Or if you a thinker, I'm very reflective. I'll sort of take something in, and I might sort of sit with that for a few days, and I go through a whole circle of, oh, what, I should have done this, or I should have said that, or if I'd have done this different. And then you sort of go through a process of, and you come out at the end going, well, does it really matter? But it's what you do to yourself over those couple of days, and but that could be very destructive. Some people that would never then recover and sort of think, oh, I'm not doing that.
Bit more sensitive. Yeah. I'm like that. I kind of overthink things as well. Probably after this, for goodness, maybe I shouldn't have said that about it. So it's like natural. I'm currently fighting with Sky for she now wants my microphone. I think that the editing, again, maybe video is quite techy as well, so it's maybe leaning towards the tech side. And the editing for me is definitely something that I used to give my boys to edit now, but now they've left home, I have to do it myself. So that's probably what puts me off. I've got a video not edited yet. It's in bits from the chance, and I'm thinking, oh, I need 3 hours. I need 3 hours to edit that, so when am I going to do that? I might actually employ Max. I'm thinking, like, my brain's going here, going like, he's going to come and film some stuff with me.
It's the time as well, so, you know, the time to go out, the time to then edit your images, and then the time to put the video together, and sometimes it can take sort of 4, 5, 6 hours to put a video together, and that's not even with editing your images.
I think it's really nice conversation to have. Probably talk for hours, but we probably won't, because this dog is about to like eat the van or something. I hope there hasn't been too much noise during this recording. It wasn't the smoothest.
It's all good fun.
It's real. It's we're keeping it real. And definitely, I think that, you know, anybody that wants to go on to YouTube or to just to make videos, actually, we did a month in my membership of video. No, yes, we did a month of video. People were loving it so much, we did 2 months. So we're going to go back to it, because there was a big response to that, actually. Yeah. I think there's a lot of interest, and it's that editing bit. I think the editing bit is the kind of is hard, and the audio. Maybe we'll talk further about that, because it would be nice to see more. I think just encouraging people in general, but it'd be nice to see more women in
definitely.
YouTube.
So. It'd be lovely.
Mm. Yeah, excellent. So thank you so much.
No, thank you.
I'll let you get on with your holiday.
No worries at all.
It's been lovely. Yes, thank you. All right, we'll see you later.
Thank you.